Unknown.
What's up, y'all? Are you ready to have a guess? Well, you're in luck. It's time for the Unknown Podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Unknown Podcast. This is episode, I believe, if I recall, 13.
I think it's 13. Yeah.
No one has reminded me of that at all this week, three times. But
episode 13, lucky number 13.
This is lucky 13, and tonight I am back from my one show hiatus. I hope it never happens again. That was,
you missed one.
I cried the whole time. Actually, I was probably asleep the entire time you were recording.
It was a good episode too.
It was a really good episode.
Yeah, minus my audio. Sorry to all of our fans out there that had to hear my terrible audio. Hopefully, it's better this week.
It wasn't Aaron bad.
It was not Aaron bad. No.
Well, yeah, Aaron sounds like he's talking through like a megaphone or some shit. But yeah, welcome to our 13th episode where I think we're gonna talk about E3 possibly and other shit. But tonight I am joined. Well, I'm Scott. If you didn't know by now.
Oh, hi, Scott.
What? Yeah. No. And tonight I'm joined by Brandon.
What's up, everybody?
And the Taggart man, Brian Taggart. Tagalicious. Tag team.
Tag-alicious.
All right.
Back again.
Hashtag tag team. All right. So, what are we drinking? Wait. We gotta do the shot, right?
Yeah.
Last episode I was on, it was like a fraction, so this is might be like 13.5 or something.
That was four.
It was four?
Yeah.
No, I meant the one he's talking about that was the fraction was the four where Smoothie left 4 minutes.
Oh yeah.
That's a full episode. We're counting it.
Yep.
It's part of the number game anyway. That's why this is episode 13.
Hell yeah. All right, we're starting with the shot.
We got the shot. So you guys got Fireball, correct?
Give me a Fireball.
Fireball. I've got some Hendrix gin here.
Ooh.
I'm a fancy boy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Ah, cheers.
There it is.
All right, Scott, what are you drinking?
All right. Tonight I've got a very special and strange beer that I want to show you right now. It is called New Belgium the Hemperer. It is an HPA, which I believe it's that stands for hemp pale ale, hops and hemp rain. The Hemperer HPA is a new kind of hoppy beer blending hemp with hops for complete sensory domination. So basically, I've had this. I already had two bottles of this.
Gotcha.
It tastes like you're drinking a bag of weed.
That's fantastic.
So if you like the taste of weed,
yeah,
New Belgium, they've got your beer for you, dude.
I gotta try that one.
It's different, that's for sure. It's basically like eating really strong edibles, but in liquid form.
Ooh,
but it doesn't get you high.
Yeah, let me see the label of it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty sweet actually. Dude, he's got a hemp beard and all that. Look at that guy.
That guy's cool.
He does drugs. Anyway, so what are you drinking there, Brandon?
All right, so this is my last one out of that six-pack that I built a couple episodes ago. It's Bell's Lager, and it's called...
You didn't drink it 300 times over now, you lush?
Yeah, no, I did not. Still drinking beer number six. I've had a lot of other beers since then, but not out of that six-pack.
So no one drinks nearly as much as you. All right, sorry, go on.
This one is confusing. So
you got a lover left?
Yeah, barely. Bell's Brewery. And the name of the beer is Lager of the Lakes.
Okay.
However,
pretty cool label. I like
it
that.
It is a cool label. But it's a Bohemian Pilsner. So I don't understand why it's a Pilsner, but the name of the beer is Lager of the Lakes. That's a little confusing.
I mean, I guess it's just a catchy name, but it's still stupid that you'd put a beer type in there when it's not that beer type.
Right. I find that very weird. So I've never tried it before, so here goes nothing.
All right.
What are you, Taggart? What are you drinking?
You got to know your
I dropped the ball this week, so I don't have any beer.
Damn.
All right, well, then what are you drinking? Because the beer you're drinking, Brad, was not just here? Alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
I had Yingling last night.
That counts, so here we are.
Yep.
Smoothie couldn't be here.
No smoothie this week.
But I'm looking at the YouTube live stream chat right now, and lo and behold, he's here.
There's Smoothie.
Oh, no, he's going to bed. I'm sorry. No. He's gone.
Oh, it is episode 13. He did confirm.
Yeah, he told times. Us. He told us in the DMs at least 3 times that we need to remember this is 13, because he apparently recorded something last week that's not finished.
Yeah, what the hell happened there? I thought him and his wife was doing a show, but he said I guess they never finished it.
They started. They said that he told me, or he told us, that they did like a half hour or so. Mm-hmm. Or
I mean, that's a good enough episode by itself. Yeah.
I mean, we have a 4-minute episode, so why not a half hour?
That episode me and Lane did of Howdy Radio this week, which was also our E3 episode, was our longest episode yet. That shit was an hour and a half long.
Damn. Well, at least it wasn't whatever 2.5 that one. No, we had like a 3-hour episode, didn't we?
Something like that, yeah.
Felt like it, yeah. So,
With Rome.
It wasn't that one. I think the Switch rant was on that one. That is our most epic moment in all of this podcast.
It gets brought up every single episode.
How could it not? It's one of the most iconic things. I don't think we'll ever live up to it.
Our longest episode was episode 5, The Time Change, 169 minutes.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's a long ass time.
And the description was episode 4 was the shortest episode yet, and episode 5 is the longest.
Yeah. All right.
And so, only half of it is Smoothie talking shit about himself. Yeah. What was that?
That's the Switch one.
Oh, so Switch killed it at E3, if we want to go straight there, or if you've got some other shit to talk about, let's do that.
Do we bring up Chris Hardwick at all?
Yeah, go.
Do you have any thoughts on
what happened with that?
I read the article that his ex-girlfriend posted today. Basically, he was allegedly, I'm not going to say that he was, because she didn't even name names in it, but it was heavily, heavily, heavily implied that it was Chris Hardwick.
Yeah. What's her name?
I'll tell you in a minute. Okay. But
I know Nerdist put out a statement about it. I was reading, but I didn't know, like, they didn't go into detail like what he did or what happened.
According to her article, it was essentially it was a very, very abusive and controlling relationship, in which, I mean, he didn't, it was more like emotional abuse and sexual assault and stuff like that. So, you know, he was very controlling and all that stuff, and you know, the
so
rape.
I think he tweeted since then also, and said, I'm pretty sure that he said,
but I don't know if he tweeted.
Maybe it was just a statement that I read, but he said that what she's saying isn't true and that he is the true victim here, that she
yeah, I saw that too, that he basically refuted everything, saying that she cheated on him, and so it was a very both ways yelling at each other relationship and all that shit. But it ended when he found out she cheated, which according to her story, the cheating was really just a one-night slip-up kissing a guy. So who knows what the real story is?
Yeah, nobody ever knows.
But she had quite a bit of detail going on, and she had years of encounters that she... I mean, I don't know if it, I don't know if it's made up, but he's since lost, like, everything. Nerdist, like you were saying, Tags, they just wiped their hands clean of him. They took him off their founders list or something like that on their website. They don't even reference him at all, and they basically were saying, like, yo, he hasn't been involved in Nerdist in 2 years, so it's basically they're just distancing themselves from him as much.
My question is, like, what is his involvement with Nerdist? Like, because for the longest time I thought it was just like that's his company, right?
Yeah, he had a podcast with him.
Right.
Yeah, right. Nerdist podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what the company was that podcast right. for a while, and then it kind of built up from there, and it's since become a shit ton of podcasts and whatever else. I don't know what else they do.
Probably but he hasn't always been involved with it for a couple years, is what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. At least the PR people of Nerdist.
Okay.
I mean, he's had his own shit. He had his that Comedy Central show at midnight, and
it wasn't a bad show. I watched it.
Watched quite a bit of it. I didn't really watch it for him because I've never liked Chris Hardwick. I watched it for the comedians.
Yeah, they had some really good guests on there.
Talking Dead as well.
He had a Talking Breaking Bad show, and then he also has just like a random, just a regular talk show on.
Yeah, I think it's got a game show or something too, doesn't it? Booted him.
He has a what?
Booted him.
Oh, AMC. Yeah, his show's gone. He was supposed to be a big part of Comic-Con. He's gone from that. I mean, regardless of the fact if it's true or not, they were real quick to wipe their hands clean of him. So, and she was in the industry. So I'm assuming that it's probably true. If they're really fucking just cutting him loose from everything without even 24 hours passing.
But it seems like that's just kind of how these things, I mean, not to make light of it by any means, but that's just kind of how it goes at this point. Like, if you get accused, like, you get fired from every fucking thing that you're on at this point.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of, I don't know, there still needs to be, like, a proving guilty part.
There's definitely, but I think the reason for that is not really if they're guilty or not, it's the fact that they all have PR that they have to worry about. If they have this person with a tarnished, now, whether true or not, reputation, they're kind of being associated with that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to distance themselves. And bye-bye tags. Muted himself to go yell at his kid. Probably going to turn around and beat him.
Probably going to beat the shit out of him.
No, I'm not Smoothie.
Yeah, no one's as ruthless as him.
He's been taking the lessons from Smoothie on the side.
So anyway.
Yeah, I do kind of have a little bit of a problem with them just ending these people's careers just at the drop of a dime like that.
True.
But at the same time, he probably did. And he probably is guilty. And if he is guilty, then of course he deserves to fucking lose everything.
Yeah, he's one of those people that seem like they try too hard to be liked. And
very much
those type of people end up being in really shitty relationships. So not that I'm saying that that means that he's that type of person, but whatever. All right, that's all I really got on that subject.
And it's going to end up, I mean, if this is going to just keep going on and like every fucking actor that everybody likes is going to end up being in this situation if it keeps going the way it is, which sucks that it is that way.
Yeah, I mean,
there are a lot of them as of late, you know, like
because you know that there's still like so many of them that like still hasn't been told on yet.
Oh, 100%. Like these people get into positions of power and just destroy people. Right. Well, they use their power to do whatever they want because they feel like they can. And now I'm glad that it came to a point where these people can't hide anymore.
Yeah.
So,
but you know that there's still just so many of them that just
for sure
still are either too scared to come out about it or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, thankfully it's becoming more accepted, so hopefully they stop getting scared and are able to speak out. Though, honestly, even though this has become way more accepted, the problem is people still attack them online all the time.
Yeah,
for coming out because, God forbid, your status of your thoughts of a celebrity change to something negative when you thought they were a good person, when you were wrong. And you're mad that someone's trying to tell you that you're wrong when you don't think you are, but that's why that shit happens. But
it's stupid. It's one of the main reasons like why I stay away from like Facebook and stuff. Like going on and like reading the comments like on these articles and shit is like
you never want to do that.
Oh my god.
The comment section of any website is just like a troll cave. You don't want to go there.
That's ridiculous. He's got a lot of jobs. Well, had a lot of jobs.
He had a lot of jobs. I'm pretty sure they're all gone now.
Yeah.
But hopefully he saved up enough to, you know, be okay.
Yeah. So I was really surprised to see, I got a notification on my phone yesterday that said Danny Masterson posted on Instagram for the first time in a long time. One of those little notifications that they send out. So I was like, all right, what's Danny Master? You know, I loved that 70s show, one of my favorite shows. But then he got up in the same thing and got kicked off the ranch on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because of that. So his tweet or his post on Instagram was a picture saying, like, that the new season of The Ranch is now on Netflix or something like that. So he's, like, promoting it, but he's not on the new show. He's not on it anymore. They booted him from it. So I found it very weird.
He's trying to keep goodwill.
Yeah. And then, like, so then I clicked on his comments, and everybody in the comments was like, fuck you, buddy. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, that's cool that everybody was just, like, kind of in unison of, like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I thought that was actually
good.
Pretty good as far as comments on the internet goes.
Yeah. Could be much worse.
Yeah.
Usually it's like now, racist.
Now it's like kind of weird like watching that 70s show because it's like, well, that guy's a piece of shit.
It sucks because
it's funny on the show and I love his fucking character and he's fucked up a show for me almost because like now I don't want to laugh at what
exactly.
He says.
Well, like when you know that someone's done something terrible and you see him in something and they're acting like a really good character, it also is just like, I know that you're not this person. It's really hard for me to watch this right now.
Right. Yeah, but I haven't watched that 70s show much since then because of that.
Yeah, that sucks. What have you been watching then?
I started How I Met Your Mother again, but I don't want to finish it. I'm done with it. I got like a season and a half in, and I don't feel like going through it again. I don't
know.
How
many times have you watched it?
I mean, I've watched it a couple times over the years.
Oh, okay.
Not a ton, but I watched BoJack so fucking much, and now I can't figure out what to watch.
I saw that. Ridiculous. Saw that you watched it like months and months and months in a row.
Five times in a row.
Holy shit, man.
Which takes me a little while to watch something, but...
Yeah, I understand that.
I need a good half-hour show to start watching that I have not watched before.
But I know what I've been watching?
What to do?
That's
what do
that mean? Length on Hulu? What? Unity. And I've watched that whole show, almost the whole show, once through. I've just been rewatching it again. And it's really fucking good, dude. I think you'd really like it. After you get past season one, two and three, they kind of go into like the weirder shit, and it's way better.
I'm looking forward to Glow on Netflix. That's coming. Season two of that's coming on Netflix at the end of this month.
I've heard good things about that show. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, that was a good show. If you like Marc Maron, check it out.
Did you know that Ivory was in Glow?
Say that again.
Did you know that Ivory was in Glow? From WWE?
No, I did not know that, no.
What about Ebony?
Sorry. Maybe?
I see what you did there.
I just finished The Punisher.
Oh, yeah. I like that show.
Yeah.
It was like, in my opinion, it was like one of the top shows for the Marvel shows on Netflix.
It took me a little bit to get into it, but once it got to the end, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
I need to start Jessica Jones season two. I haven't watched that
yet. I only watched the first season, and it took me over a year to get through it, so I don't think I'm ever going to watch it again.
I thought it was good, personally.
Yeah, it was fine. It just wasn't my kind of show.
What kind of show is it? I've never watched it before.
She's a private investigator.
Yeah. But it's really slow. At least I found it really slow. Too slow, and I like shows that are like a slow burn, but that show is way too slow.
Cage starts 22nd, I believe.
Yeah, it starts next week.
I like that one too.
Did you? I don't know if I watched more than an episode of that show. Did you watch The Defenders?
Yes.
What'd you think of that? Yeah,
it was kind of iffy.
It was enjoyable for being incredibly corny, but that's about all I really got out of it.
Right.
There you go.
About corny. So we're saving the Room episode until a later date. Until
probably a month from now at this point, from the sounds of it.
So I felt like I did such a good job prepping for the Room episode.
You got more prep to do. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not done, I guess. I want to check out the riff tracks of it. Somebody told me to check out the riff tracks of it.
I wonder if that's on Amazon. Because they have a bunch of riff tracks. I think on Amazon and Hulu, they have some riff tracks. So if it's on there,
gotcha. That's
I'll be looking that up, too.
Yeah, so, like, there's this little place. There's a place over downtown in Cincinnati called the Video Archive. That's, like, you walk into the place. Should I tell this now or should I tell it? No, I'll just tell this
now. Tell it now. I mean, you did it today.
That's right. So you walk into the place, and it's like an old video store. There's like VHS and DVDs on the wall and shit. And when you walk into the place, like, that's all it is. Like, it's just a video store.
That's so cool.
And you can buy them, and you can rent them, VHS and DVD and Blu-ray. Like, there's not a lot, but it's a little room.
Do they have, like, a lot of vintage shit there, or is it just...
Yeah, tons. Yeah, like, most of the movies that they have are, like, old movies. Like, none of it's new shit at all.
Cool.
But that is just, like, the segue into, like, this hidden bar that is there. So you have to grab a certain VHS tape and pull it for this hidden door to then open.
Dude, that's the coolest shit I've ever heard.
And there's a whole entire fucking bar behind the place. So I walk in, the dude's like,
moving to Cincy, dude.
Right? So I walk in, me and Liz go, we walk in, and the guy's like, you ever been here before? And I had seen the place because Kevin Smith went there and showed a thing on Facebook, so I had, like, seen how it works. So I walk in and he's like, you ever been here before? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right. So, and he starts giving clues of which video I need to pull. And the answer was Spaceballs was the one that I had to find on the wall and pull it. And you pull the video and the fucking door just automatically opens. Awesome.
Do you remember what the clues were?
He said it was something movie. Who did that movie? Who directed
Mel
that
Brooks.
Movie? Yes. He said the clue was it was a Mel Brooks movie with John Candy something or another. I forget what he said about it.
Wow, yeah.
And I started to look around, and then I saw Spaceballs, and I pulled it, and the door opened.
Yeah.
So they also have this outside patio area that they show a movie at every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. And it's free. Like, you just go and, like, buy some drinks and hang out and watch the movie.
So fucking cool,
dude.
It
was super cool. So they were doing The Room tonight, so I was like, that's perfect. We've been talking about watching The Room. I've been talking about watching it so we could do an episode about it. But then I wanted to watch the movie before I went and see it in a setting like that. So I watched it this morning at home, and I watched it tonight at
the fucking art. Double whammy.
Watched
it, dude.
Twice today. Yeah.
Were there a lot of people that showed up?
They said it was the biggest turnout they had for one of their movie nights.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's got, like, such a midnight following to
I would say that was,
I want to see that in theaters. I haven't done it yet.
There was probably about 100 people there, I would say.
Holy shit, that's a lot of people on a little patio, dude.
Yeah, they crammed in there for sure. I was glad we got there when we did, because 5 minutes later we would have had to stand the whole time. So
where's that at downtown?
It's on East McMillan Street. It was 18 minutes from here.
Okay.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Were there a lot of people that knew that movie basically by heart?
Absolutely, yeah.
I figured.
Yeah.
It's the only crowd that goes to that at this point, I feel like.
The guy that owned the place, like, did a little spiel before it started. He was super cool.
That's awesome.
And he asked, you know, how many people had seen the movie before, and everybody raised their hand. How many people have not seen it? And that was Liz being one of them. There was, like, 4 or 5 people that had not seen the movie before.
That's awesome.
So Liz went into it completely ignorant of what was going to happen. So
I don't know if we should save it to the episode, but what were her thoughts?
We both had a blast. I mean, we just sat there and laughed so hard the entire time. It was so much fun. Great.
So to prepare for this podcast, that I swear we're building up to just be a failure at this point, because we've built it up so much now.
Yeah, I know. And we're talking about a movie that came out in 2003.
It's notoriously terrible.
Yeah.
We'll get to it. I have to rewatch it. It's been years.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch The Disaster Artist, and I might even, on top of that, listen to the audiobook from Greg Sestero, who was, the hell was his name? Mark.
Yeah,
movie. So... this is a good. It was a good listen. I've listened to the audio book.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch The Disaster Artist, and I want to check out the riff track, so hopefully we'll be super prepared by the time the episode finally
I'm gonna have a PhD in the room, apparently, with all the plans I have before we actually do it, which now it sounds like I have at least 3 weeks before we end up doing it.
All right, let's do
E3. Got a transition here you want to put in? Like you do in the... Yeah, I got a little uke. You want to just play a little ditty for us for a transition?
Oh, I can't reach it. If I could reach it, I would.
Ah, damn it, dude. I was hoping you had that right on deck. I'll have to have you prepared for that shit. I want you... I'm setting a precedent right here. From here on out, have your uke ready for random...
Oh, I got a live version.
I don't remember how to play it.
All right, that was close enough.
There it is.
Awesome. So from here on out, you don't have to play that specifically. You can just strum a few chords.
Okay.
But I want you to have that ready for transition time.
Yeah, it's
we're not going to edit it in. We're just going to have you playing it out of nowhere.
Play us out. Do we want to take... It's not time for us to take our break yet, is it?
I don't know. How long have you been... I have no idea how long we've been live.
We're live. Let's see when the tweet went out. That's a way to figure it out.
Oh, yeah. That was probably like 10 minutes before we actually started, but it was... This is good audio here.
It really is. 11:52 is when we tweeted. No, we're not ready for break yet.
I was going to say, it's only been a little bit over a half hour or so. All right. So I guess we're just going to jump in then. Unless there's something else you guys want to talk about.
I don't believe I got anything. Taggart, you got anything?
No. All right. So we're going to talk about E3. I got most of my information from, Reddit. Yeah. I didn't watch it. I don't think I watched a single conference. Did any of you guys?
Not in full, no.
No? Okay. Which one did you watch partially?
I mean, I just watched like trailers and stuff for the most part.
Oh, gotcha. I haven't even done that.
Just some, not a ton. My kids like followed it like crazy.
Yeah.
Lane especially, like he watched like a lot of it. To the point where like the crazy part.
That's how I got most of my news from Lane.
Lane's super on it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like something crazy, like it never happened before. Like this year they had the big Fortnite thing at E3 and they did like the celebrity Pro-Am, whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, that, yeah.
And, like, my kids fucking invited friends over to, like, watch this shit. Like, I had a basement full of fucking teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Dude, and those people have so many followers.
Yeah.
That dude Ninja was at that.
Yes.
That dude's, like, the biggest Fortnite dude. Yeah. And Fortnite is, like, the biggest game, so...
So they said... I read something that said... So, that guy, particularly, Ninja, he, took 2 days off from streaming to go to E3 to do those things, and he lost $100,000 fucking dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
It's insane.
Because people, because I don't know why people unsubbed because he wasn't there every day. Do people really do that?
I don't know. Or maybe it was just because he didn't have ads that were making him that much money.
Could be, but it said something about he lost so many subscribers, and in order to subscribe to a Twitch person, that's like $5 a month or some shit like that.
Okay.
People apparently unsubscribe from him because he was gone for 2 days, which is weird.
That's so stupid. Like, why would you unsubscribe when obviously the dude's at fucking E3, like, also doing his job, essentially?
But also, it's like, this dude probably... made off of what? How long has Fortnite Battle Royale been out? Maybe 6 months.
Something
and
like
it's
that.
Only been pop. It's only overtook PUBG within the last, 2 months?
Ish,
as far as popularity goes.
Yeah.
So he probably made a lifetime's worth of income off of that amount of time of popularity.
No doubt. It's crazy that.
I don't feel that bad that for way. Him.
No, definitely not. I just couldn't believe that the number was as high as it was just off of 2 days. That's crazy.
Fucking insanely popular.
What the fuck am I doing with my life? God damn.
Yeah, how is this not that popular? Right. Why don't we have, like, Patreon that's making us, you know, $100,000 every other day?
We miss an episode and we miss out on $100,000.
Oh, fucking wish. We'd be broke. We'd be breaking even anyway at that point, the amount of shit the times that we miss an episode. So
that was just, I could not believe it was that much money.
That's crazy. But anyway,
we're getting towards the top guy, I guess. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fucking nuts. So, if we're going to talk about Fortnite, I guess, far as E3 goes,
yeah,
that went at the Nintendo conference of Fortnite, became free that night on the eShop, which that's cool. I like it when they do that.
It is. That's cool.
I mean, it works for Fortnite.
Yep. 2 million downloads within 24 hours.
So. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I'm probably going to. Are you going to download it to your Switch?
I got it already.
I mean, it's free.
I couldn't log in with my goddamn account. But
yeah, that's bullshit.
It is.
Fucking, and it's Sony.
It is. It's all Sony. It's Sony all day long.
They don't care.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you can't blame them. They're the fucking top dog. Why should they?
They have. At this point, have they outsold the PS2 with the PS4? I think they have.
I'm not sure. I don't know that.
Or they're pacing it, at least.
Yeah.
Did they announce anything
with the most the highest selling console of all time? So
Did they announce anything? I thought the original Wii was the top.
Oh, you're right. It's the Wii. The Wii. You're right.
Yeah.
Did they announce anything else for like PS4? Or is it was strictly Nintendo?
I mean, there was for everybody. Everybody had their own little conference, and they all.
I mean, as far as Fortnite.
Oh, as far as Fortnite, no. I mean, they really just announced it for the Switch. Was really the
deal. That was like the big Fortnite drop, which honestly, I'd heard that that was going to happen.
Yeah, everybody knew it was coming
weeks before that. Yeah. So,
but I mean, I feel like that is a huge win for Nintendo, though. Which
for sure they have
completely negates Smoothie's third party thing because I mean it's the biggest fucking game in the world right now. Whether you like it or not, who cares? Whatever. Like, it's making a ton of fucking money.
We suck at it. If anyone wants to watch us suck at it, we'll play it on the PS4 here and there because I can't use my fucking account there anyway because Sony blocked anyone from using their account if they signed on with their PS4.
So
Sony sucks.
It's really stupid the way it's done.
And like, they released the most backhanded apology I've ever read in my life. I don't even know if it was an apology.
No, it was
they're
totally
basically
big
saying, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
Fuck you. We're Sony. I don't give a shit. It was like, cool, but you could have be a little more transparent. Just say it. Say I don't care. Fuck you. Yeah. You'll pay us anyway. And you're right.
Yeah, absolutely. They know that. So, like, I signed up originally on my phone. I had never played the game until it came to the phone.
Same here.
And then I got a beta invite from my buddy Dave. So I tried it out, and I think that's when I got Taggart involved with it as well. And I had never played it on my Xbox before. Like, my kids had played it on the Xbox, but I had never played it on the Xbox. And then I bought a PS4, and then I was like, oh, that's something cool that, like, me and Taggart can play together because it's free, and, you know, I don't really have any other games, so that'd be perfect for us to be able to play together.
For sure.
So I linked my phone, and I linked my PS4, so those are linked together now, so therefore I'm out of luck on the Xbox and
it would link to your phone account?
Yeah, I started on the phone and then I went to PS4.
I didn't think they linked to anyone.
Yeah, I mean I have all my same stuff on my phone and on my PS4. Okay. They just don't do other consoles.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Or maybe you just have a Sony Xperia or whatever that fucking phone is. Never mind.
Definitely not. I certainly do not. Does anybody have that?
That would explain why your kid couldn't get on the PS4.
Yeah, exactly. Because he had an Xbox account. Yep.
Yeah. All right, so how do we want to talk about this? Is there anything specific you guys really
want to talk about? You're the guy with notes, so you're gonna lead us into this.
I felt that Sony was the strongest.
You thought Sony was strongest?
Yeah, what did you think was strongest?
I thought Nintendo was strongest. I mean, if you're going to right off the bat feel like who won E3, I mean, for me...
I don't really believe in that. but I believe that Sony had. I thought what they did was cooler, or as far and honestly, I didn't think the C3 was all that special.
No, definitely not.
They had a few things here and there that was like, okay, sweet, I'll check that out probably later.
Yeah,
but for the most part, there was nothing that was really mind blowing about this.
C3. No, nothing whatsoever. I felt like Nintendo came with some good stuff with Smash Bros. And Mario Party. I like those games. So
yeah. Smash Brothers, they had like a 25-minute thing for it, though, yeah. Which is insane.
Yes, it was.
Dude, everyone that has a Switch is going to buy this game. You know that. Yeah. People are going to buy the Switch for this game.
Yep.
You can have a 30-second thing on Smash Brothers, yep. For Christ's sake.
Well, I mean, how cool to have all of the characters from all of the different games.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That's like, it's like 64, 65, I think, is what I said. What I read, 65 different characters. Like, that's an insane amount of people for a fighting game.
Like on the Nintendo. Shout out to the dude on the gaming subreddit. Let me read his name. Lefeno. This guy really broke down the conferences.
Yeah.
Super, like it's the easiest
yes.
way to read it.
Definitely.
So I'm looking at the Nintendo one. I'm trying to see if there's anything that was really. I mean
it was Smash Brothers, and it was Mario Party was kind of in Fortnite.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't give a single shit about Mario Party. Yeah. I've never liked Mario Party.
Yeah, I love those games. I've spent a lot of time playing those games with people. Yeah. I really enjoy those games.
Well, if we actually play it, which I don't know, because by then, when it comes out, there's supposedly going to be, you know, the paid Switch.
Yes.
Whatever you call it. And they're never going to have a virtual console. This is supposed to take the place of that. You pay, what, $20 a year, which is pretty fucking cheap. But
it is cheap, but you don't get the,
no,
the library of games like you do with Xbox.
They have like a rotating, what, 10 games or some shit? 10 old school games. And then you get to play online. Those are your two things. They don't have, which is, Nintendo really needs to step up. If they're going to make you pay for it, even though it's cheap, you know, they don't have headsets that you can connect to your Switch. Exactly. You have to get a dongle for your phone and then go through the Bluetooth through your phone to your, through an app onto your Switch in order to.
Are you serious? That's how you have to do that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Unless, I don't know if there's some other headset that you can plug into there, but yeah, that's basically it. That's how you do chat.
That's ridiculous.
So, they need to really step that up if they want to.
But they definitely said that Mario Party was going to be online. So, like, they're kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, that's stupid that that's how you. I didn't know that's how you had to do that.
And I was. As for nostalgia's sake, sort of looking forward to a Pokemon game on the Switch.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
But this one, I'm not sure because I don't give a shit about Pokemon Go, and this looks like they integrate it. I don't know if it's something that's you have to really integrate in order to play the game, but if it is, I'm probably going to skip it.
Yeah, because I don't want to. Played Pokemon Go for like the first 2 days it came out, and that was about it. So I definitely don't want to have to put any time into that to be able to enjoy the Switch.
No, I won't buy the game if that's the case. Yeah, but I don't think it is.
Totally.
Holy shit! What's going on in Tiny Towns? Loud as
fuck. Super loud.
What Lego game is it?
No, he's playing Rain Man, dude. Oh, hold on, I'm sorry.
He's playing Rain Man?
Go beat the shit out of him.
Don't turn the TV up so loud.
Fucking kids.
Yeah, fuck you.
This one is a smoothie.
I'm the boss.
This smoothie.
I don't know.
Smoothie taught me to do this.
We're professional podcasters here, folks.
That's we are. So,
but yeah, like the problem with the Pokemon thing that, and I said this on Howdy Radio, the problem with the Pokemon trailer that they showed, like all of the footage of the game was literally just a Pokemon and then catching it with the Pokeball.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing else shown whatsoever. So it's like, I don't understand the premise of the game. Like, is it still like the old type? I don't know what the
battle system. Yeah. So, it'd be cool if, I don't know. I'll wait to see like the game, like a full gameplay of it. I won't get it day one. I want to watch people play it before I.
I think there is the gameplay videos of it out now.
Oh, is there? Okay.
Yeah, from like that. The rest of E3 once they got done with the conferences. But yeah, my kid Lane just said in the background, yes, there is gameplay.
All right, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet. But they did not do a good job of showing that at E3. The video that they showed was it didn't explain the game anything other than you're catching Pokemon. Obviously,
it was heavily implied that Pokemon Go is integrated into it. Whether it's essential or not, I don't think they. Yeah. I think they said it's not, but.
But at the same time, to just play devil's advocate with that, it is kind of cool that there is a crossover there. Like, if you're like super into Pokemon, then you probably are playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
So then it is cool that there's.
It's cool that you have that. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a crossover between the phone game and the console game, which kind of with the Fortnite thing too. Like, that's the whole crossover thing. It's cool that, like, that kind of stuff is happening right now.
Yeah, except for with Sony.
So it's kind of the same premise as Pokemon Go.
From what I've heard, it's basically they're redoing Pokemon the yellow version, which was red and blue, but with kind of like human shit integrated into it. But they're doing it, you know, on the Switch and with Pokemon Go. But that's basically it.
Yeah.
And I guess they're also doing a new generation Pokemon game on the Switch next year, which is cool because then it won't be like maybe it won't be like this. It'll be more traditional, but on the Switch, which they didn't mention. Speaking of the Switch and Nintendo, they didn't mention anything about the 3DS. I'm assuming
nothing at all
that they're really. Really working on killing that as far as software goes. Sense. Yeah, they'll probably still sell the shit because those things are cheap now and they sell really, really well. Yeah. So they're still going to manufacture them, but I don't think they're going to stop making games and really focus on the Switch because the Switch is basically, you know, a home console and a portable. I played it on the Switch this week, so it's pretty fucking awesome.
Yep. And apparently, from what I read, like one at E3 Nintendo's booth where they had Pokemon set up for people to be able to play, they did not have a portable version of it at all. It was all the one that was hooked up to the TV for you to be able to play it.
Well, they don't want people to steal your shit, so.
Yeah. cool. I thought Nintendo came pretty strong with what they had.
They have, I'm interested in that Fire Emblem game, the Three Houses.
I've been meaning to check one of those games out.
They're a strategy RPG.
Yeah.
So I like them a lot. I played the one or two of them on the 3DS, and I thought they were really good. So I'm looking forward to playing one. I've been saying
since the DS days, like, I'd really like to check that series out, but
you should. I never beat one because I'm pretty sure they're one of those games that's like 18,000 hours, but I enjoy what I play of them.
Yeah.
I have one at GameStop. It's like real cheap. I was thinking about checking that one out.
We'll do it.
Might as well.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have a Monster Hunter game on the Switch too.
Never played those. All right. So what was it about PS4 that you were into?
All right. Let me switch over to that.
Enough Nintendo talk.
Yeah. Let me just start talking shit. I'm not drunk enough for that, though. So.
You can't even play your fucking GameCube games on the Switch or whatever the fuck he was bitching about.
Well, you can on the Wii. So, I think. I don't know. Virtual Console, one of them is like incredibly backwards compatible. I think it's the Wii, not the Wii U. Anyway. I'm incredibly excited for The Last of Us Part 2.
Me too.
I love the first game.
I did too.
Like one of my, probably top three games of the last generation.
Nice. Yeah.
You have that game, Tiger?
I borrowed it. I give it back, but it's on sale. Like they have a big sale going on right now. I might.
That game is always dirt cheap on PS4. So
gotcha.
I highly suggest picking it up when it's dirt cheap.
I will.
I thought it was cool. The guys that make Infamous, they're making that Ghost of, I think it's Tsushima.
Yes.
It's like a samurai game.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the Infamous games?
Yes, I think the very first one I played.
I think I've played them all. I just beat False Festival Blood the other day.
Oh yeah, the second one. That's from like the second
part two or something. Yeah.
Those games are super good, so I'm looking forward to more shit from that studio.
Mm-hmm.
I got the first game for free when PSN got hacked a few years back.
Oh yeah, that's right. So I think it was one of the games that just gave away.
Yeah.
They let you. I remember that they let you choose between.
Yeah, there was
a couple
of different ones to pick from.
Like two PS3 games, two PSP games, or something like that. You could do. That was pretty sweet.
It was.
I'm looking forward to that Control game from Remedy, who made Max Payne and Alan Wake and Quantum Break.
I'm looking. Last of Us, the first one is $9.99 on PSN.
Gotta get that.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I'll buy that for sure.
I want to give a shit about Kingdom Hearts, but I'll probably never play those games.
I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued, but I've never played one of those. That's another one that's like I've always
started the first one years and years ago, and I don't remember why. I don't know. I just stopped playing it. But the fans swear by that game. It's
totally
swear by that series.
Have you played that one, Taggart?
Yeah, I love those games. Gotcha. I'd probably be picking that one up. I just like how they're all integrated with like the Disney. I mean, the Disney stuff is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what's always kind of thrown me off about it. Is like, this is weird. It weirds me out because you have like this anime style of shit and then Disney. It's just a weird juxtaposition, really. Yeah, I just threw some fucking college words on your ass.
Nice.
All right, I'm super looking forward to that Spider-Man game.
Me too. I'm going to pre-order it.
God.
I think everybody's looking forward to that one.
It looks so fucking good, dude. Looks so. So that's basically all I really got for Sony.
Soon, right? Like Spider-Man, that one's in like September?
September, like the very beginning of September. So that's only a few months away. Yeah, you're right.
Lane said that they are making a Just Cause 4. I'm excited about that.
I've dabbled in those games a little bit, but not much, so I can't really say that I'm going to ever play it, but what I've played of them, they're pretty good.
What style game is it? I've never played those.
It's a third-person game. It's like open world, and you can basically find different ways to destroy enemies and stuff, kind of. It's for a more creative mind than my own, I feel like.
I think
Trover Saves the Universe thing might be something I would play if I ever wanted to play a VR game. That's from the creator of Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland.
Oh, yeah.
The trailer was silly, but I'll probably never
be VR.
But I don't know if I'm ever going to get down with that. You know what I'm saying? Ooh.
Do you have the VR thing?
No.
I don't know what it does.
Let me look at my notes some more. You guys, I've been babbling a lot, so.
Oh my god, it's almost 1 o'clock already.
Yeah. Fortnite equals Sony are pricks. That's something I decided to write down.
That's what you wrote down? That was one of your notes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ubisoft, I said, did nothing of note that I could remember. Let me look at their shit.
The Division 2 was what they...
Yeah. I played a decent amount of that game, the first one. I don't really care.
I still need to fucking play Rainbow Six.
Yes, you do. I have it. I've had it since not too long after it came out.
Yeah. I have it on the Xbox.
Yeah, dude.
What do you have it on?
The Xbox.
Oh, okay. How about that?
So we need to play it.
Hey.
I think Smoothie has it too, don't he?
Yes, he does.
All
right. I think Siege 2.
What'd you say?
Is that Siege 2?
No, there's no Siege 2.
No.
They're never making a Siege 2.
Yeah, they've said that they plan on just dragging this out for a long, long time as opposed to making a sequel.
Years.
Yeah. Which is pretty interesting.
Well, they make a shit ton of money off of people buying like each yearly expansion, which is, and they give away the maps for free. It's just, you know, new guns and new operators that you're basically paying for, which is cool. And it's a different way of making money instead of
$60 every year.
making the same game every year. They're adding on to one game, which I think that's a cool concept.
Yeah, because I mean that's essentially what Call of Duty is doing. They're just coming up with something new, a little new thing every year. But
Instead, I can never get into that series.
which one, Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's like they have one out every damn year.
They
That they
have
do.
since like 2004, I feel like.
I had fun with them there for a little while playing couch co-op with like four player versus each other, but
Oh,
like
yeah.
other than that, like I haven't really got into it.
Yeah, about it for I mean, they showed Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which is cool, I guess. I don't know. It looks exactly like Origin, so
That's
I don't know
another
how
one
I
that
feel
comes
about
out
it.
every year that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's they're like I play them for the most part. They're fine, but they are basically the same game every damn year. Let's go looking at. I guess we'll skim over EA. I don't know if they really had anything of note
Fuck
either.
EA.
Everyone hates EA.
Brandon had an EA rant, like the Smoothies Nintendo rant earlier, or
That's
the
true.
Naughty Radio. Which
Which
is
is essentially just fuck EA.
and they have the they showed a lot of Battlefield 5 basically, which looked like another World War II game. They're going back to World War II. Whoopty fucking do.
The company that says people do not want single player games anymore. Fuck
Yeah.
off with that shit.
Well, I mean, the most money made is usually
Well, I know that,
multiplayer
but
games, so
goddamn
that's
it,
probably
include a
why
fucking
that's why they're
single
single.
player.
They do. It's actually Call of Duty is the one that's cutting out the single player. Battlefield still is gonna have a single player, but whatever. People were mad that there is a woman in those in the World War II, not historically accurate apparently. I don't know. Fucking nerds. and the only game, honestly, that when I'm looking down here, there's only two of them, I guess. That I'm looking forward to is Anthem because I like BioWare games. They make really fucking good games. And Unravel 2 of all games, because I played the first one. It was on EA Access and is actually super good.
Yeah, Unravel. I didn't finish it, but that was a
Neither
very
did
cool
I, but
game.
I enjoyed what I played of it.
Yeah.
Is that the game with the dude that was made out of string?
Yeah, it's just a yarn guy. It's pretty clever.
I need to go back
And
to it.
it's cool. I thought it was cool.
I
I
will.
played it a little bit over to his house, and I thought it was cool. The graphics are amazing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
very cool
And
graphics.
now the new one has it has co-op and all that, so
Oh, nice.
doing cool. That's
Is
need to
that
go
going to
back to that
be
one.
Xbox only, or is it?
It's already out. Probably not. I don't think so. I don't think the first one was.
Okay,
One
I'll
was
have to
not.
check it out.
All right, so that's that for. Oh yeah, we should probably take a break, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's been an hour. All right, so I'm gonna take a little pee-pee, and we'll be back. We'll be back with more E3 talk on the Unknown Podcast, episode
He's gonna
13. Episode 13. Episode
tinkle.
13.
He's gonna
Episode
tinkle.
13.
What episode is this
Episode
again? Okay, 13.
13. All right,
0.5.
we'll be back.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Scott from the Unknown Podcast. I'm here to talk to you about a new show from Howdy Inc. called the Unknown Wrestling Podcast, because we really know how to make games. It's starring your boys Brandon and Brian, Double B. They'll be talking about predictions and the fights and whatnot. So if you love wrestling, you like listening to people talk, and if you like listening to people talk about wrestling, you should check it out. You can find them on Twitter at UWPod. Find them at unknownwrestlingpodcast.com and howdyinc.com, and check them out on the YouTubes as you do with us at the Howdy Inc. YouTube channel. Subscribe, smash that like, smash that subscribe, and check them out. You know you love wrestling. We all do. So listen to it. Do it now.
Welcome back. I'm sure that was the best advertisement you ever heard, probably from Smoothie, talking like this, like he's William Shatner. I hope you enjoyed it. It looks like the older boys here got another shot here. Are you guys gonna show us?
Not, you don't have another one, Scott?
It's upstairs. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. All right, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'll drink more beer.
There you go. I'm officially down to half a bottle of that Fireball now.
Oh, my God. That shit has lasted you months.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Brandon. It's been seconds. He goes through a bottle a day. Fucking alcoholic. Anyway, so what are we... I'm sure that's true.
Fireball and a cookie every Friday.
Cookie?
Dude, I go to this little deli that's like just a little local place here in town. And every Friday, they put out like these fresh baked cookies that are like...
Damn, dude.
They're huge. They're gigantic. And they're like $2 each. And I used to go there and just get a pint of Fireball on Fridays when me and Taggart would get together to jam. But now that I've tried this cookie, like every time I go now, I get Fireball and a cookie because the cookie is so goddamn good.
Damn. You get fucked up and a cookie.
Yeah. For about 12 like bucks.
Best place ever. Holy shit.
Keeper and a hooker.
That is true.
Depends on the hooker. Anyway, so we're going to get back into E3.
What else we got?
We got Microsoft. Let's just go down the list here. I'll start from the top. Halo Infinite. Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a big Halo fan. I played all of them.
Yep.
I've been looking forward to it. Like, the Halo fans hate the new games, 4 and 5. They hate them so much. They're not Bungie anymore.
Right.
So, but I liked them, and I'm looking forward to more of the weird fucking story that they've been telling for the last couple games. So, I'm ready for it. So cool.
I want that one too.
I wish they would show a little more. Or the only thing that they really seem to be leaning heavily on is that the art style is going to go back to more like the original.
Okay.
That seems to be what the big draw of this one is from the trailer and what the designer and what
that was
said.
One that was like just TBA, like there was no date on that, right?
Yeah, and they're kind of skipping their three-year cycle that they have for major Halo games if they don't have it this year. I'm assuming they will. They just wanted to announce the game in a more ambiguous way first.
Yeah.
But I'm going to assume it's coming out this year.
Yeah.
And then there's Fallout 76. I haven't watched a trailer for it, but I'm looking forward to the premise of it. It sounds really sweet. It's a prequel to every Fallout game that's come out.
Mm-hmm. And online.
It's an always online survival game, I guess, is how they've described it.
Right.
Which is cool. I mean, it's different. Again, this is another one where the hardcore fans are really shitty about this because it's not their Fallout game.
Right.
One of my notes, actually. Let me pull up my notes here. My trusty notes. I thought that E3 brought out the worst in the internet gaming community. This E3, I don't know if you guys pay attention to that kind of shit, but
a little bit.
But we'll get into that a little further. But people bitched about, you know, that stuff, and Crackdown 3 is pushed out yet again. Sorry, Smoothie. I don't know if you guys have any cares about Crackdown.
I have never played them before.
Me neither.
They're pretty cool.
They look really cool.
They're fun. I actually played the first Crackdown. I downloaded it when it was backwards compatible for the Xbox One. And it's still just as fun as I remember it being 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a little rougher around the edges. But I'm looking forward to Crackdown 3. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Hopefully they make it a little more different because the second game was basically the first game.
Who makes that?
It's changed developers.
Okay.
So I don't really know at this point.
Is that Xbox exclusive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
one of the few at this point. Forza is another one, and that was one that they
Forza,
announced.
Yep, the Forza Horizon 4, which I enjoy the Horizon games more.
I do too. Anyway. I was kind of bummed by this one because all the rumors said that it was supposed to be set in Japan, which sounded fucking awesome.
Yeah, and this is in Britain, right?
And it's in Britain. Yeah. Which I'm sure it'll still be good, but yeah. I'm still kind of let down because I really liked the idea of it being in Japan.
Yeah, maybe they'll have DLC in all the countries that Britain invaded and there'll just be a shit ton of DLC.
That makes perfect sense.
And then, I guess, let me just scroll down a little bit. There's not much. The Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. I want to play that too.
DLC. I'll never play those games because I'm fucking terrible at them. Battletoads.
Yeah, a new Battletoads game.
Which I wonder if people will be calling GameStop to see if they have Battletoads
there. I love Battletoads, so I don't know. I'm kind of intrigued by what that could be.
I want to see what they're going to do with it. Are they going to do a side-scroller or what?
I hope so.
Is it going to be impossible?
I assume you're right, because the old ones sure shit were.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. And they had 3 Gears of War games that they didn't know.
Yeah, one of them for the phone, which is like a Funko Pop style.
It's silly looking. And they have a strategy, like a tactics game, and then they have Gears 5, where you play as a woman, and people were outraged about that, apparently. People get really mad when you have to play as a woman and shit. And
that's so stupid.
It's the worst. Like, then when you think about it, it's like a lot of the last games that were like the best games that came out, you were a woman protagonist. Like, you know, the Tomb Raider games and right. Horizon.
Metroid.
Hell yeah. So it's like, I don't even understand why you're getting so fucking butthurt about it. So anyway,
that's one thing that I will also add to the plus column of Fortnite is if you're just playing the regular free game and you haven't paid for the battle pass and like have all of the like different unlocked character skins or whatever, like it just either it makes you be a man or a woman, but like you don't get to choose.
No, so you just don't get to choose anything. You get to be whatever. I was confused by that.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of cool. I think that's in the plus column that it does that.
Yeah, it's like you can't bitch about this. If you want to play this, you are this person right now. Mm-hmm. That's cool. And they announced whatever. I'm done with Microsoft. That's basically all there is. Kind of just going down the list here. This is kind of lame, isn't it?
Whatever.
Yeah.
What else is there?
I don't know. Let's see, they have a new Doom game.
I did not play the last one. It looked cool.
I didn't beat it, but it was really cool what I played of it.
I think I own it.
I may have played the original for like a minute.
Well, I played the shit out of the old Doom game on the computer. Mm-hmm. Played the shit.
Same with Fallout. I've only played Fallout for like a minute. Any of them. So I've been wanting to try them out, though.
They're really, really good.
Yeah. That's one that you got to put time into for sure.
Yes. Though. Yes.
Oh, and Bethesda, like, kind of, they said Elder Scrolls 6 is coming.
Yeah, they didn't.
But nothing, no information at all. Nothing.
Not even a time frame when you
might. And so, if you look at the notes that you're looking at from that dude on Reddit, it says for Elder Scrolls 6, it says next gen release.
Coming next gen. Oh, okay.
So, it's not even coming out for the PS4.
Yeah, we're Xbox not even. One. We're probably not going to see it for at least 3 years at this point.
Right. Which means that there's not going to be an Elder Scrolls game for this gen. Because all that's came out on this gen is a remaster of 5.
Yep. You're
that's
right.
That's kind of shitty. That it sucks. Does suck.
But, you know, they're.
But it's better than releasing a shitty game every year.
True. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're working on. Two different games that studio at once. Now they have Fallout and whatever Starfield is going
to
be.
Starfield, which I think could
I'm
be
looking
cool.
forward to.
Uh-huh.
I would love to see is that the maid game in space. That sounds really cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the one Lane was saying that the Switch version has Star Fox on it?
Oh, no, there's some other game. I can't remember it now.
Yeah, that was something.
It's like a racing game or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember which game it was. Hey, Lane. What was the game that had Star Fox on it? Starlink?
I don't know what that is.
What the fuck is that? It's like a Skylanders kind of
game. Oh, gross. That's awful.
That's well, that. Never mind then.
Right? No, Starfield is a game made by the dudes that made the Elder Scrolls and Fallout games. It's a sci-fi setting, single-player.
Elder Scrolls RPG. In space.
Yeah, that sounds fucking amazing. Well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does sound good.
And
I wish they'd make another BioShock game.
There's rumors that they're going to.
You but know, the studio, I like BioShock Infinite.
The studio that made it broke up, so.
They broke up. Or EA bought them. And destroyed them.
That was 2K.
How do you really feel about EA Smoothie?
Yeah. Let's hear the EA rant.
No.
Microtransactions and loot boxes and
2K is the one that made them?
The BioShock games, yes.
And that's not a thing anymore?
I thought that was Bethesda.
No, 2K is the publisher, the developers. They don't exist anymore.
Okay, gotcha.
But there's gonna be a Wolfenstein DLC where you play as a woman, and people are bitching about that too.
No,
I know.
So that was every game that came out this year.
Pretty much.
Any game at E3, you're gonna play as a woman.
Fuck that shit.
Never.
And all the rumors were that all of the games were going to include a battle royale mode now.
So Battlefield is
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty definitely is.
Yeah.
Thanks, Fortnite.
Yep.
Well, PUBG was the bigger one first.
Yeah.
And there were even other battle royale games before that. I don't care about them.
But that was kind of it. Like, it wasn't like everybody fucking announced one, but.
Yeah, but those are the biggest shooter games.
My kids seem to be like pretty into the Call of Duty Battle Royale mode. They were like, that looks really cool.
I mean, it'd probably be better than the other ones available.
Could be.
Because they have more time to polish it than smaller studios, but whatever. I don't know.
So what are your top three games that they showed off at E3?
I think all of them were already announced.
Yeah.
For me, it was besides the Fire Emblem, and then there's, I don't know, probably Tomb Raider because I like the other ones. And I'm really interested.
Although you just said fuck that game because you're not good at them.
Did I say that about that
one? Yeah, about Tomb Raider.
No, I didn't say that about Tomb Raider or something else.
I thought you did too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
You're a liar.
I think so.
I don't believe you. Anyway.
Did you see the movie? Did you watch the Tomb Raider movie?
No, I didn't. The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
No, I did not fucking watch the new movie. Did you?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. No, yeah, I'm not. I'm probably never going to fucking watch that movie.
I watched the Angelina Jolie one back in the day.
Yeah, I watched that
me
one too.
I watched both of them.
Yeah. I might even have both of them on Blu-ray if I'm not mistaken.
Blu-ray?
I mean, it was like a two-pack for like $6 that I bought.
You just couldn't resist that fucking Angelina Jolie.
They were not terrible movies.
They weren't good enough for $6, I don't think. Yeah.
They were not good movies. But that new one looks really terrible.
Garbage, yeah.
The only thing I'll ever really associate it with it was that terrible Photoshop poster that they released for it.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, her neck was, like, 12 inches long or something weird.
Fucking Brontosaurus.
Fucking.
That was so weird. Like, who the hell thought that they should release that? That just. I didn't get that.
Bastard. All right, so what are your top three?
My top three is Forza, Mario Party, and probably Smash Brothers, I guess.
Yeah.
Taggart?
Probably Kingdom Hearts 3, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
I don't know. I've had like maybe 5. Just Cause 4 and there's one more I was thinking of. I just can't think of it now.
Well, you only get a top 3, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Cutting you off.
But it was a very boring E3 year.
Yeah. Most of this shit we've already heard about that they were talking about, so
nothing. Everything, well, I everything leaks early, but there's like so much bullshit that leaks early too, though.
True. Yeah.
Like you hear about everything like a week before, but you hear about a bunch of shit that doesn't actually happen also.
Yeah. True that.
Like, no Metroid for Nintendo. Like, I was really looking forward to Metroid for Nintendo.
I mean, that's confirmed that it's happening.
Yeah, but I was hoping to see something or get a release date or something.
And nothing. Should be in Smash Brothers.
Yeah, but I want a new Metroid Prime game because those games were fucking awesome.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Did either one of you play the Metroid game that they put out on the 3DS last year or so?
I didn't know. It was really good, but
yeah, meh. it was just a remake of Metroid 2 or
two,
something,
right? Yeah.
I want a Game Boy. I don't know why. Like, I've been like checking like the Facebook Marketplace and shit. Like, I want a fucking Game Boy,
an original.
Yeah.
All right.
I spent so much time on that thing when I was a kid. And
you
I
like
got,
not being able to see it, the screen in certain lights.
I had the light that you could hook up to the game.
I did too.
That thing was awesome. But I've got a Game Boy emulator on my phone that I played for a little while. But it was just it's so hard to play with the shitty buttons on it. So like, I want a real Game Boy.
I don't know. Word. Why? All right. Good luck in your search, sir.
I'll buy one here soon.
Tally-ho.
May the power protect you.
Game Boy was awesome, man. That was...
There's a shit ton of good games on the Game Boy.
Oh, yeah, there was.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think that's it for E3.
I think so.
Cool.
You got Smoothie, anything else?
I wish Smoothie was here, because Smoothie would have had very strong feelings of why he hated Nintendo.
Especially if he got at least a second shot of Fireball at him.
This would have turned from an hour episode into a 3-hour episode.
We'd be here until fucking next Saturday.
Yeah, so what we got next Saturday, neither Smoothie nor I can do next week.
So I don't know.
So
what
maybe
I'm
you
doing.
Two will be on next week, or we'll skip next week, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then did you say, Scott, that you can't do the week after that?
Week after that, my weekend is completely full.
Okay. So we'll figure it out. So the Room episode coming this November.
18 years from now. We have already stopped doing the podcast for at least 18 years of that, but we came back to do one more episode about it.
Gotta talk about
that'll be episode 21.
I'm looking forward to episode 17. We're almost to 17. That'll be fun.
I don't know what I'm gonna say. I'm kind of ashamed because I've now, since we started talking about this stuff again, I've been looking back at like it's like that stuff. I haven't been part of the Juggalo world in so long,
right? Yeah,
and I don't.
Well, fuck no, because I saw your Instagram story today. You're full-blown fucking, whatever, the hipster now. Right here it is. Homemade coffee brew. Coffee hipster status achieved. What the fuck's that about?
I wanted to know how to make cold brew, so I Googled it, and then I did.
And you did. Was it good?
Yeah, it tasted like normal cold brew you get from, like, Starbucks and places like that. Fucking delicious if you like coffee. If you don't, well, don't try it because it's coffee.
From Juggalo to hipster, that could be like the greatest book ever written.
I guess I'll have to start on that.
There is life after Juggalo.
There's a lot of experimenting with craft brews to get you there.
I think this might be our least Juggalo-ish episode yet.
Like, well, you're bringing it up. But I also have to note that every episode we talk about fucking Kevin Smith too. That's another.
That's true. Yeah, you're right about that.
He always gets brought up every week, just no fail.
Yeah,
you brought him up this week too.
You're right.
To make sure you knew that.
Yep, that is very true.
Brandon and I are going to see Psycho Stick on Wednesday.
It's true too.
Folk Arts.
Yeah, you like Psycho Stick, Scott?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't really know much about him, but I think it's going to be a really fun concert.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be fun as hell.
We got a Groupon for $12. So
oh yeah,
can't go wrong there.
Off a Groupon, dude.
There is nothing less rock and roll than buying your fucking concert tickets off a Groupon. But for $12, good deal.
Yeah,
that's where I got my Green Day tickets last year too. Was fucking Groupon.
Fucking Groupon.
Groupon gets a whoop whoop.
Yeah, the official unknown podcast whoop whoop for Groupon this week.
I can't wait till you can buy ICP tickets on Groupon. That'll be awesome.
$8.
Oh shit.
No, that'll be $17 for episode.
Yeah, that'll be $17, yes.
So I guess what the hell are we going to talk about? Are we talking about like our whole Juggalo past or just what we
think? Oh, I have no idea. I don't know.
We're just kind of be like, I was a Juggalo. And Smitty be like, what's a Juggalo? Always a Juggalo.
I can't believe that he is still spending money on like Axe Murder fucking CDs. That floors me. I don't understand that, but...
Like, my DM is going to be fucking blowing up for like 5 days straight when you guys do this Twitter Juggalo episode.
Oh my god.
Delete your Twitter for a week.
Mutes? Yeah.
You're mute us anyway.
Yeah, didn't you say you turned off your notifications on Twitter anyway, didn't you?
I turned them back on.
All right, good. You can't miss out on our great conversations that are pointless.
Yeah.
Movie as says, always. As soon as he gets in, he's taking a poop. That was riveting.
Yep.
We gotta know.
I started the show without taking a shit. Just side note.
Me too.
Yeah.
I did it earlier today. I did enough for at least 2 days, so it's fine.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
I got home and I was like, all right, so I'm running a little behind. And I was like, but you know, I really don't feel like I have to take a shit. So I'm going to just go for it. And I'm good. Tomorrow's Father's Day. You guys doing anything fun for Father's Day?
Kings Island with the boy.
Yeah, I have the same plan. We're doing the same thing, going to Kings Island.
This is why I was late coming into the podcast.
What is that?
The tractor toy?
Yeah, it was a Lego set that I built.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's all about Jurassic World and.
Oh, yeah. That movie. I forgot that it had a sequel that just came out or is coming out.
I just found out it comes out next week.
Oh.
Tyler worked tonight, and he's like, yeah, next week's going to be super busy because the new Jurassic Park comes out, and I didn't even – that's what I said. I was like, I didn't even know that was a new one coming out.
Yes. Did you watch Jurassic World?
I did. I thought it was boring. It was stupid.
I hated that movie. I thought it was so shitty.
Yeah, it was terrible. I did not enjoy it in the least bit.
Yeah.
Did you like the old ones?
Yeah, the first one especially. Yeah. Obviously, that's like a fucking classic at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I think I've ever seen was the first one.
The second one's
not bad.
No, it was not bad. Not nearly as good as the first one.
Fucking terrible, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to. It's really bad.
But yeah, the new one was stupid. It was terrible.
I have zero interest in watching any more of the franchise that shouldn't really be a franchise.
Yeah, but now they're going to keep cranking them out.
Yeah. Fucking Chris Pratt, son of a bitch.
I finally watched Guardians 2 the other day. That was pretty good.
That is a good movie.
That's all right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
I think I liked the first one better, though.
I did too. First one was much better, in my opinion.
I agree.
Right. I think I'm all caught up on the MCU movies except for Infinity War now.
Want me to tell you what happens?
No. Okay. No spoilers. This is the guy that didn't want to watch any of the trailers because he's like, I want to go in not knowing anything. Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't watch a single trailer. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
So don't ruin it for me, asshole.
So anyway,
because my kid works at a theater now, so we get free movies. We're going to go, me and Helm's going to go Tuesday night, I think, this week, and we're going to see Hereditary.
I heard really good things about that movie.
I keep hearing that it's, like, legitimately just scary as shit, so yeah. I hope so.
I'll probably watch that movie.
I don't know anything about it.
Theater.
I'm the same.
I don't know anything either.
Yeah, I'm doing you with this one. I'm like, I'm not even going to watch any trailers. We'll just go and see what the fuck happens.
It's the best thing to do with movies, in my opinion.
I agree. So we're going to go Tuesday night, and hopefully it lives up to the hype. Because some of the hype, like, recently, like, I've read, like, oh, it's the scariest fucking movie. And, like, that doesn't happen anymore. So no. Hopefully this one is.
All right. We'll need your report 18 weeks from now.
Will do.
Or whatever it is.
That new Blair Witch remake came out, and, like, everybody was, all of the sites were talking about, like, how fucking scary it was. And it was not at all. It was terrible.
I haven't watched that one.
Terrible.
I have zero interest in it, to be honest. So.
I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, me too.
I love the first one, man.
I never watched Book of Shadows.
I've seen that movie one time.
It just looked terrible.
Yeah. But I'll defend the first one all day long. Like, I remember seeing that in the theater and just, like, I thought that was a very scary movie. I thought it was done very well.
It was.
Everybody shits on it now, but...
Well, it's kind of been taken and been beaten to death, the concept.
Definitely.
So,
but if you were there when the original one, like, you had to be there for it. Like, you had to be there when it first came out.
Before it came out.
Yep.
The build up really added to it.
The promo for it. Like, that was just the perfect fucking movie.
Yeah.
For its time.
Yeah.
But the new one, complete shit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I wasn't ever going to watch it, but now, because of that, I'll definitely never, ever watch it.
We should do a horror movie episode also.
I agree.
Episode 25.
Episode
4 years.
14. We're doing it next time.
14.
But
the room episode. We're still
now we're going to, I guess the room could qualify for the horror episode, right?
No.
My wife was so worried about The Room because she just assumed that it was a horror movie.
Oh yeah.
and before today I was like, I'm not 100% sure that it's not, but I don't think it is. And it obviously was not. But
no.
Kind of horrific, but not in...
in a different way.
In a different way.
What's your favorite horror movie of all time?
Night of the Living Dead. That's my go-to answer, I think.
I want to say mine is probably The Thing.
Oh, that's a great movie.
And... Taggies.
Taggeroni. Shit, I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of got The Thing, like... They're all kind of the same to me. Like,
so you don't like horror movies, is what you're saying.
But I don't know. I'd probably say
you're a Freddy. Freddy is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is. Probably Freddy.
Okay.
Freddy up here. Movies. So the new Halloween movie. Let's go there real quick.
Oh shit! Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The trailer.
So, I mean, I can't not be excited about it. Like, it looks pretty good.
Laurie Strode has a gun in her hand in every shot that she's in.
Yeah, she's ready to kick some ass. Yeah. And I don't know how I feel about ignoring all of the sequels, because I liked some of the sequels.
Yeah, second one was good.
Yeah. But I'm also not opposed to the way that they're doing it, but I think it looks cool. I hope it turns out.
They wanted make it the franchise, I guess, go on a completely different road, because then you could basically build another.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Hopefully they're not going to do that, because I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me if they did, though.
Because then they're just going to go the same route they were going with the other Halloween movies.
It's right.
Another sequel after sequel after sequel. Yeah.
And if they can do it, they will.
Oh, they will.
I will for sure be seeing that movie opening night. That's one that I will for sure go see.
Yeah.
So far, I think it looks good. I like what they're doing with it.
What do you think of them making a Rob Zombie making a sequel to The Devil's Rejects?
Well, I mean, other than the fact that they died at the end of the last one.
Exactly.
But I don't. I haven't really enjoyed anything that Rob Zombie has done in a while now.
No,
since the Devil's Rejects, really.
Goddamn travesty of a movie.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I want to be excited about it. I hope that he does a good job with it. But, I mean, I'm not super excited about it. But no. I will for sure watch it, though.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it, but I'm sure it's terrible.
That's kind of what I'm expecting. Yeah. He hasn't done anything good musically or movie-wise in a while.
Never in a long time, yeah.
I saw him at Riverbend. I saw him at the big amphitheater here in town last year, and he still does, like, a really great concert.
But... Oh, yeah, his concert's fucking amazing. I saw him at Riot Fest. They were doing White Zombie album from
Tibet. Oh, that's right. That would have been awesome.
It was so fucking cool, dude. It was so awesome.
They played all of Astro Creep, didn't they?
Yes, they played all of
Astro. Nice.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
He was right before the Misfits, so that was like a fucking amazing double whammy right there.
And then this year's Riot Fest, we talked about that for a minute on Twitter. Oh, like, geez. This year's fucking lineup is terrible.
It's garbage.
It's so bad. And then, like, some random guy on Twitter starts bitching at me, like, no, this lineup's fucking great.
I'm like, nah, it sucks. No. It's terrible.
I said, any lineup that starts with Blink 182 is probably not the lineup for me. And it's
and they have Beck. I mean, this is the least riotous shit I've ever heard of in my life.
Blink, yeah, terrible lineup. Beck. Just terrible. Festivals in general just seem to kind of be lacking the last year or two.
You're right. There's not one that I've been like, there's enough bands on there for me to justify going to them.
Yeah, they're so damn expensive.
They are.
And Riot Fest was one, like, because I know you went to Riot Fest last year, and then, like, you started talking about it this year, and I was like, well, maybe if Scott's going to go to Riot Fest, maybe I'll go to Riot Fest. We can meet up. That'd be super fucking fun. But then the lineup came out, and I was like, no, definitely not doing that.
Not even remotely worth the drive. Oh. Fuck that. No.
I'm looking at it now.
And, like, all the festivals, they all get the same fucking bands anymore. Like, there's just not a variety. With the exception of Psycho Las Vegas. Like, that's one that, like, if I
saw that one, I was like, there's a decent amount of bands there that I'd go see.
And even this year, like, their lineup this year is not nearly as strong to me as it was last year or so. But, like, that's the kind of shit that I'm into more than the shit that, like, Lollapalooza puts on anymore.
Quarz
at Riot.
Quarz,
every Riot Fest, though, I feel like.
Yeah. Clutch.
And Andrew WK has also been there the last
year. Andrew WK played the Sony E3 press conference.
I'll tell you this. He puts on a fucking amazing concert.
Does he? I've never seen him.
He's got so much energy.
Yeah, I've always heard that it's a very fun show, but I have never seen him.
It was fun, yeah. It was pretty
cool. He was at Gathering that I went to, but I didn't.
Oh, really?
I didn't watch them.
Yeah, two bands out of this. Fuck that.
Yeah. There's one that's coming to Louisville, Kentucky, which is like an hour and a half away from here. That's Louder Than Life, I think is the name of it.
Okay.
And it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Friday and Saturday are fucking terrible. But Sunday has Nine Inch Nails as the headliner, and Clutch and Primus is playing there, and they've got a pretty good lineup. So I'm thinking about going down and getting a one day
for Sunday,
just to go for the Sunday, because I've never seen Nine Inch Nails. I'd love to see Nine Inch Nails. I wish I would have seen them in 1994, but
it was way better then. I'm sure it's kind of less of a, there's probably a lower energy show.
Yeah, but I need to be able to see them at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
September 28th, 29th, and 30th is Louder Than Life.
Right on. I would like to, and most of all the good bands, with the exception of Guar's at that one too, but they're on like Saturday or something. So most of the good bands play on Sunday. So once they release single day tickets for that one, they'll probably sell out pretty quick, because Nine Inch Nails doesn't have any other shows right around here at all.
I bet Body Count would be pretty cool to see.
Body Count would be cool to see. I'd like to see them.
They're on Saturday, though.
Yeah. the headliners was like fucking Limp Bizkit, and like that was
hell yeah.
All of the headliners were terrible. There was not one good headliner on the list, I don't think, with the exception of Nen.
There's Five Finger Fruit Punch.
I hate that band more than any other band. I swear to God, I hate them.
I hate them too. Back.
I fucking hate them so much.
They're so terrible.
I hate them too. I hate them too.
They are just the epitome of garbage, quote unquote, metal. I hate them. I hate
that
them.
Whole fucking genre of metal is just so fucking terrible now.
Bro metal, yeah.
What is that?
I call it bro metal.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
When jocks want to try and get into real metal and they listen to fucking Five Finger Death Punch and Avenged Sevenfold.
Terrible. Fuck that shit.
They cover every fucking song now, it seems like, too.
Oh, yeah.
I heard an Offspring song that they covered. Like,
fuck the Offspring. Horrible. God damn, I fucking hate the Offspring.
Yeah, some feelings about them.
I do. Like,
why do you hate them so much?
Okay. About them? Okay, question.
Yeah.
Do you hate them more or less than EA?
Two different worlds, but probably a little more, to be honest with you. I like Gone Away. Gone Away is a good song. I like that song.
Covered. That's the song that they covered, and it's horrible.
Gone Away.
That's
probably
what it sounded like. It sounded like Creed.
When I was at the at that place tonight where we watched The Room, I overheard a conversation of this girl that was talking to her group of friends, and I heard her say, if anybody says they never liked a Nickelback song, then they're fucking lying. And I'm like, Nickelback fucking sucks.
They're horrible.
I still think Five Finger Death Punch is worse than them.
Yeah.
I would listen to Country over them.
Oh, God.
That's how much I fucking hate that band. And I hate country more than any other genre on earth.
Country is fucking terrible, man.
Yeah, I hate country too. Oh.
So that's that, I guess. That's Why do you hate the Offspring?
I don't know. They just bug the shit out of me. I don't.
All their drums sound the same.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like them when they were around the first, when they were during the time when they were like really popular. I didn't like them. And then they keep coming up on every fucking Pandora station I play, and I wish they just would stop. I don't know.
They're not that good, but I guess I don't really see the warranting of your pure hatred for them. But I'm not saying that they're a good band, but damn, dude, you got some feeling.
Just something about them just
bugs. I wish they'd die a slow, painful death.
I think
if somebody put battery acid in their eyeballs.
I think it's cool that like their singer is like a super fucking intelligent guy that he is and everything, and
writes the shittiest fucking
song. And makes some really fucking terrible music.
It makes like the lowest common denominator lyric songs ever. But
Keep Them Separated is fucking terrible. Pretty Fly for a White Guy is one of the worst fucking songs that came out of the 90s. I hate that song so much.
Oh, get you another shot of Fireball and let's go for another hour. Come on.
Fucking Offspring.
Here's the Brandon rant.
They suck.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Each his own.
What anyway. Are we done?
I like some of their songs, but most of them have that same fucking drum beat. Like, it's ridiculous.
But I'll give them Gone Away, man. Gone Away is a great song. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There it is. Gone Away. The only Offspring song worth listening to.
Their ballad was good.
Yeah. Gone Away.
But there's a lot of those 90s bands that, like, I don't know. Like, I like Bush is the same way. Like, oh, I fucking shit. I fucking hate Bush.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Cannot stand Bush. But when they were, I liked Bush. During those times, like, I had a fucking hat that said Bush that I fucking wore for a while.
Was that a beer one?
No, a legit band Bush hat that I bought, like, in 1996 at fucking Sam Goody in the mall.
Hell yeah.
I went out of my way to buy 16 Stone.
Yeah. I liked that album a lot when it came out, but now every time I hear them, I can't stand it.
Bastards. What else do you hate, Brandon?
What else?
Come on.
That's
Come
on. I think that's it. I love All everything right. else.
All right, cool. All right, I think I'm going to call it a night here.
Let's do that, yeah.
I think we should do that. So thanks for listening, if you're listening. Thanks for watching, which you're not, because Smoothie already left the chat 2 hours ago.
Good night, Smoothie.
Bye, Smoothie. Yeah, little, yeah, shit.
Episode 13.
Edit that out, Smoothie. I don't want to hear that back. Anyway, hopefully we'll see you. Maybe I'll get something together next week. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then whoever wants to talk to me for an hour and a half or
get Taggart next week, get Aaron next week, and you got a show.
There we go. Well, yeah. I'll see if I can. If not, we'll see you in like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Whatever.
So follow us at the Unknown Pod on the Twitters. We got so many credentials here at the end, and we might as well have a credit screen fucking come up instead.
That would be easier.
Because we gotta follow me at the Garbage Bin on Twitter and Instagram. Brandon, where can we find you?
At Captain Howdy 1027 on Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Taggart.
Tag 78 at Instagram and Twitter.
Sweet. And follow the Howdy Inc. Twitter at Howdy Inc. HowdyInc.com. Blah, 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 blah. We need sponsors. Make us money. We're so poor. Help us.
So poor.
All right. Until next time, whenever that is, hashtag stay smooth.
Offspring sucks.
And Offspring sucks.
See you guys.
Thanks for having me.
You're no podcast.
All right, fellas.
Wow. Just break everything.
Broke Groot. Groot broke. Groot is dead.
R.I.P. Groot.
All right. He's going to come back as a baby Groot.
I am good.